The law was intended to protect the vulnerable, but Janet Ginsburg of Community Legal Services says it was overly broad.
People started coming into our office, and they were suddenly barred from working in a profession that many of them had worked in for years, even decades.
It prevented workers from caring for the elderly and disabled without considering the details of the offense, the time since the crime, or efforts at rehabilitation. President of Home Care Associates of Philadelphia, Karen Culp, says the blanket ban removed as many as 1 in 5 of her candidates. A panel of judges agreed it violated workers' rights and overturned the policy barring those with a criminal past. The rule change, of course, doesn't mean that employers have to hire those applicants. Dennis Roberts of the Social Services Agency Resources for Human Development, which helped bring the suit, says,
it's that if the person does have some sort of background with criminal activity, that we'd be able to look at it and analyze it and see how much of that activity still represents who the person is today.
I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.